Brachas Perik He Mishnah Aleph Ilu Nishmas of Klanim's Kamish Ben Rabbi Melech Ein Oimdim Lispal Al Mitoich Kovid Roish. Person should only stand to daven only in a state of seriousness. Now seriousness here means hachna, and it's a certain humility and also that brings with it simcha and a seriousness. That's the only way a person should daven. And the Lashon Oimdim and Farshim explain on the Mishnah that ideally, that a person should first be sitting right before he says, right before he davens Shemona Esrei, even a little bit, instead of just walking right into shul and quickly davening, if his ability to, so that he should sit and get into the right frame of mind. Chasidim HaYishayim, HaYishayim Shah Achas Umispalim. The earlier Chasidim used to wait a full hour and then they would daven. Shah many times just means, you know, it's just a reference to any point of time. But here it actually means a full act. In order that they should have the proper kavana for a Kadosh Baruch Hu when they daven to Hashem. Even a king, referring to here a Jewish king, that Shol B'Shlomo, that he asks for your shalom, lo yeshivenu. During Shemona Esrei, a person should not answer even a Jewish king. A Goyish king is a different story because we're afraid that he may kill him, but there's no sakonis nefashis. Vafilu nochush koruch ala keva lo yafsik. Even a snake that's curling and going around the person's heel, he should not be mafsik. We're not dealing with a poisonous, lethal snake. We're dealing with a snake, and also the snakes don't, these snakes that we're dealing with don't usually bite. It's not common. So a person should not be mafsik. Mafsik, it's interesting that Rabbeinu Yonah learned, mafsik here means in words, but the Mefarshim explain, Rabbeinu Yonah, I think as well, that you can even run away, you can try to shake it off, because halicha is not considered a hefsik. Just dafka speaking, according to these Rishonim, is considered a hefsik. But a nachash, because it's not common, a person shouldn't be mafsik with words. But the deek is, what about like scorpions and lethal things that animals and insects or whatever that would bite? There, a person obviously is allowed to be mafsik, and he's allowed to talk and do whatever it is, because that's sakonis nefashis. And sakonis nefashis is doicha all mitzvahs in the Torah except three.